That's endofamerica12.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. Hope you guys have had a great week. Big Al has been down in Southern California getting away from the snow and wind and rain, etc., of the Northwest. And I've got to tell you, it's very nice down here. I am going to start the show today with a brand new guest. The gentleman's name is Klaus Voigt. Klaus lives in Germany. He is a well-known author. Pam Reimer brought Klaus to my attention. And in chatting off the air, I have to tell you, this gentleman really has a pulse on what's going on, not only in Europe, internationally, but around the world. Klaus, one thing I would like to ask you is, we were chatting earlier today, you were saying that right now in Germany, which I think is arguably is probably the strongest economy right now in Europe, in Germany right now there's a bit of a euphoria because the growth numbers are supposedly very, very good. But what you're saying is, a lot of people are saying the numbers are looking good, but in reality, that growth really doesn't seem to be there. What are your comments on that?
Yes, that's exactly right, and it's actually obviously a very split recovery we are experiencing here in Europe. These export-driven sectors of the economy did indeed experience a huge boom-like rebound from the depths of the last crisis, but all other domestic sectors are just not participating in this party here. And when I just used the word party, I think it was Warren Buffett who once said, well, give me a billion or even a $1 trillion like the governments all over the world did, and I will have a nice party going here too, as long as the money is coming in. And I think we are exactly seeing here the results of these huge, huge, huge monetary and fiscal stimulus programs we had all over the world.
Klaus, I have to tell you, one thing that bothers me a little bit about the economic growth numbers, basically all of the financial numbers that are coming out really from all over the world, particularly here in the United States, but economic growth in the U.S. anyway is really, in my opinion, a bit of a false perception. And the reason I say that is because the growth is measured in dollars, in my humble opinion, that really don't exist. I have a problem with fiat currencies, because people can do whatever they want. The government, for example, can throw as much money as they want on a problem, but the money really has no value other than a psychological value. And I would maintain that once people understand that, I think that then we're going to be in real trouble. What are your comments on that? Do you think I'm nuts?
Absolutely not. I'm surprised and impressed that you've come so quickly to the core of all of our problems, because this core is unsound money, fiat money. Yeah, that if you really want to understand how we came where we are now and why all these bubbles, these pop bubbles, have been possible in the first place, you always have to go back to our central banks, who are the main culprit of all these crises we have been in already and the ones which are still in our future, and then to step back to fiat money, which, of course, is what the central banks monopolistically are administrating here.
Yeah. What's the feeling in Germany right now? I'm hearing rumors over here, actually more than rumors. A lot of the press over here in the United States is saying that Mrs. Merkel is really, kind of at the point where she's wondering whether or not it's really worth the Germans continuing to basically support a system that perhaps is not to their benefit.
Yes. I also have the impression that she is turning around a little bit. She's very sensitive to how the majority of the population is thinking and feeling and which trends are developing here. And indeed, criticism is growing, is definitely growing. And I really know what I'm talking about because five, 6 years ago, I wrote another book which was never translated into English, a very critical book about Greenspan's monetary policy and all what was to come in the aftermath of this reckless monetary and fiscal policy. Then it was not a theme, a topic only 2 years ago, but it's really gaining momentum, this kind of thinking, this kind of criticism. And actually, I'm glad that even Mrs. Merkel has already obviously realized that a shift in perception of these main topics are taking place here.
You know, it scares the daylights out of me, Klaus, that the fact that the economies around the world, with the exception, in my mind, of the Far Eastern economies, specifically mainland China, the economies of the countries that at one time were certainly the strongest, represented the strongest economies in the world, really are, in my humble opinion, on the verge of collapse. The United States, as an example, is insolvent. If you simply look at the accounting statements, the balance sheet and the income statements of the United States of America, we are insolvent. If the U.S. were a public company or a private company, it doesn't matter. With the financial condition that we're in right now, no bank would loan us money. Any comments on that?
Oh, yes, you are absolutely right. And the title of my actual book is The Global Debt Trap, because that's exactly what we are experiencing here. And it's global in a sense that Europe, Japan, and of course the United States are involved or trapped. And unfortunately, there is no easy way out here, only options that will definitely hurt. And in my opinion, the most probable way our politicians will finally deal with these problems will be inflation, because the other two options which are available are either outright default, and that's something, well, most politicians are not willing to do, because they want they know that they need the bond market in the future as well, or severe austerity measures. And we can already see what or how the people in Greece or in Ireland are reacting to severe austerity policy measures. That's no fun. Though the most convenient way for our politicians will probably be to follow Ben Bernanke in printing money, ever more fiat money.
And you know what, Klaus? I agree 100% with what you're saying. I'm on record as saying that I am terrified as to what could happen in the United States in some of our major cities if the government says austerity is the only way that we can survive. Okay, that's going to mean cutting of entitlement programs over here, and the riots that we have seen in Greece, in Ireland, in other countries are going to be absolutely kid stuff compared to what I think could potentially happen over here. Klaus Buch, thank you very much, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Well, it was a real pleasure. Thank you for having me here.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally-C. Why Ally-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally-C. For more information and to order Ally-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally-C today.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized the Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. You know, I got to tell you, Klaus Voigt is an incredibly astute individual, in my opinion. And trust me, we will have him on the show again in the future more often than not. Chatting right now with one of my partners in crime, Roger Wiegand. Roger's freezing his you-know-what off up in the good old Northwest. Big Al was down in Southern California for about three or four more days. And, Roger, I'm sorry to say this, but you know what? It's really nice down here. Hey, I got a question. You mentioned to me when we were chatting off the air that you had met Klaus at one of the shows. You spent about an hour chatting with him, and you think the guy is absolutely brilliant. You know, what I think is interesting is he was saying that the euphoria that is going on right now in Germany because of the recent growth figures that came out, he says, you know, that's really be short-lived because people more and more are starting to realize, yeah, the numbers look really good, but you know what? In reality, that's not the feeling that's going around. He is very, very pessimistic, as you and I are, in terms of continued economic stability, if you want to call it that, around the world. I got to tell you, man, I think this guy's right on. You've been preaching this stuff now for probably half a dozen or so years in your newsletter. What do you see as the future of the German economy? And I think that that's a very relevant topic for listeners, Raj, and the reason I say that is because arguably Germany is the strongest economy in Europe right now.
That's absolutely correct, Al. Germany is the engine of Europe. The reason being that they've been more stable than most of the other countries around them. They've got a 40% manufacturing export base, which is absolutely fantastic, whether it's automobiles or very sophisticated machine tools. Mm-hmm. A variety of other things that they do manufacture and export. But the problem that Germany has now that I can see, and I agree with your previous guest, and that is this. They are getting sucked into this program with the European Central Bank to take hard-earned money from the German taxpayers in the form of bonds and credit to cover up all the disasters that are now being visited by their neighbors. Among them would be Greece, of course. Portugal did manage to escape yesterday. I was watching that one very closely because I figured if their bond deal did not go through, that could have been a black swan for all of Europe. But what did in fact happen in that case, Al, was the fact that China and Japan both, I got the report from Asia last night, came in and bought their paper. And the price was actually not bad. It was like 3.5% or 3.75%. The big scare previously was they thought they were going to have to go out the door at 7%, right, which would have been horrific. But that didn't happen. They got the stuff sold at the lower rates. Ooh. However, getting back to Germany's situation, I think that, you know, they're putting money into the Euroland bottomless pit all around them, and they're still having to pay gigantic amounts of money to fix East Germany, which now has been under their fold for many years. Those debts have not gone away, and in fact they're not increasing, but it's a continuous drain that's going to go on for even more years ahead.
Pretty scary, Roger, when you really stop to think about it. But, you know, we've been harping on that one for a long time, and I think listeners are really aware. We just kind of don't need to keep beating on that drum, I don't think. I think what we need to do is to bring up information that, you know, that is certainly relevant to that topic, because the purpose of this show really is to, and the purpose of your newsletter is really to provide people with solutions, for God's sakes. I mean, let's not go and hole up in caves, you know, for lack of better terms, and not do anything, just kind of sit there and wail and gnash our teeth, you know, to use a quote out of the New Testament. But yeah, it's an interesting time. Now, I want you to comment on something else. Thursday morning, okay, I read a headline, and the headline was Standard & Poor's and Moody's considering downgrading United States, U.S. debt. Have you seen that?
I'm not surprised. They hinted at it before, and they were threatening to do so for some time. Of course, they don't want to for numerous reasons, but it's getting to the edge now where reluctantly they are going to be pushed into downgrading U.S. debt. And I'll tell you what, when that day comes, if in fact they go ahead and do it,
you want to talk about
that's going to crush the bond market.
Oh, you want to talk about a black swan? You want to talk about a 1,000-pound black swan? There it is right there. I mean, that's, in my mind, that's kind of scary. Roger, I want your comment on one other topic, and that is precious metals market right now is is really, really waffling. Okay, gold goes up a little bit one day, down a little bit the next day. Same with silver. What are your comments on that for the long term?
Well, for the long term, we're very bullish. We're looking at a high forecast on gold this year. We firmed up a better number at $1,607. That's a technical forecast. We've been saying between $1,600 and $1,700. The chart, when you look at the futures gold chart today, daily, most active for February, it's got a parabolic bearish top. Today the action was on the upside briefly. We're stalling right now at about 1385. The price did on gold hit a high of 1392.5, which is normal resistance, which we have been saying. So it's hard to say. By the end of this month, we're thinking that silver is going to run past gold and post a high, and then probably both gold and silver are going to have a correction.
Let's be really accurate here in the sense that when you say silver is going to run past gold, you're not saying the absolute price of silver is going to run past gold.
No,
you're
not, saying... not. But on a percentage ratio basis,
right,
it's going
right.
to rise faster in a bull market.
Yeah.
Just for a few days.
Kathy and I have been buying silver since $1,400 an ounce, and I have to tell you, I'm pretty happy. And for those listeners, one listener in particular, who felt I was crazy to buy it at that price, I would just say, yeah, well, it doesn't look that way, does it? I also have to say, though, that we do not buy silver in looking to make a profit, for lack of better terms. We buy silver because we feel it provides really, really good insurance for us. But I want you to talk a little bit about Trader Tracks. The topics that you cover are?
Well, primarily we're focusing on shares and on futures and commodities. I trade futures and commodities for myself. We do a variety of things in shares. We've started up again in our newsletter offering options. We've gone into some options that are primarily commodity-driven. And also in the letter, we have an ongoing program of futures spreads, and options. And at the upcoming show in Vancouver, which we hope our readers and listeners will attend, there's a preliminary representation of about 10,000 people going to be there, if not more, 450 booths,
yeah,
about 600 companies.
Sure.
We're going to talk about strategies, and
mm-hmm.
also we're going to talk about the strategies that can be implemented for our readers to make some money, because we feel that we're going through a minefield here this year in 2011 regarding most of the markets.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that. I want to reiterate this Cambridge show that's coming up in Vancouver a week from this coming weekend. It is going to be a good one. Joe Martin, Jeremy Martin are doing a great job with the continuation of that show. Mr. Wiegand, always a pleasure. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish Flagship M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. Al Corlin, appreciate you joining me. We're going to start out here with my buddy David Morgan of the Silver Investor, the Morgan Report. I want to talk with David a little bit about what's going on in the markets right now, both the metals themselves and also the securities. David, as you and I are recording right now, gold is down about 15 bucks or thereabouts. We're trading around 1360 an ounce, and we recorded this yesterday, Friday. Silver is off a little bit. It's off from its levels of somewhat north of 30 bucks down to about 28, 25 right now. A lot of people have predicted in January an upsurge in precious metals prices. That is not happening. What's your comment on that?
Well, I think we had a huge spark to the precious metals on the announcement of QE2. And I think it's run its course, Al. I mean, we've gone from, I forget the exact point, it's around 23.5 or so, if memory serves, on the silver market. And I forget where gold was at the time. You can look on a chart. And we moved up and up and up and up from that point to where we got to about 31.21 on silver, and we got about 14.30-something on gold.
Yep.
And now gold has tripled. Topped at that level. It's reached its 50-day moving average. Silver just got under its 50-day moving average as we speak. And I think we've got to get some consolidation, profit-taking. Let's face it, the truth about the metals is not everyone is philosophically adhered to the metals such as myself. And I'm a realist. And these metals are commodities for the most part from the broader perspective, and they're traded and traded and traded and traded. And when trading activity takes hold, which was happening, the short-term people are just going to be selling off, and that's what's happening. I think it'll continue.
How long?
Well, you know, that's too early to tell, but since we've breached the 50-day moving average on gold and just did it on silver, I think it's probably going to take a couple months. I mean, when you look at the strength from August onward, that kind of a move usually takes a while. In other words, it's more than a week or two before that consolidates and the profit taking is over and you can rebuild to the upside. So that's my guess.
I continue. I'm not worried at all. And the reason I say that is, as listeners are aware, I invest regularly in silver. I bought a fair amount of silver, by my standards anyway, on your recommendation back when silver was trading at around $14. I now, as I know you do too, continue to buy silver on a regular basis in smaller amounts every single month. But I'll tell you, I'm going to continue to do that. And the reason I'm doing that is it doesn't matter to me if the price goes down, because basically we buy precious metals not necessarily to make a profit, and that's you and me. We buy precious metals as an insurance against, God forbid, currency collapse or what have you, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm actually, from a perspective or a selfish perspective, I'm happy we're going to get a consolidation here, and I'm looking for another entry point to add. All markets go up and down, and, the metals are no exception to that. Nothing to get excited about. I just got interviewed by a major, one of the major TV shows. It wasn't for TV. It was probably in the written column. But regardless, two really important questions. She goes, well, why are you still bullish? I said, because the fundamental fact is that you can't solve a debt problem by adding debt. So the QE2, panic into the metals is probably over on a short-term basis, but the long-term reasons for gold and silver to go up are still there. And then the second reason, she asks is what we've already addressed, that, I think that the sentiment is changing on a short-term basis, but long-term it won't. You're going to continue to see pressure on the metals to the upside over the longer term.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, quite frankly, that the little fraternity / sorority that you and I are in, involving precious metals investors, I don't think any of us are worried right now, and I think you folks shouldn't be worried. Number one, I agree with you what you're saying about the consolidation for a couple of months. I mean, that's a normal thing in markets, for gosh sakes. I'm a lot more nervous about things outside of my financial community than I am about the strength of our particular markets, because, Dave, the fundamentals are there for maintenance of the current prices over the long term and an increase of the current prices over the long term.
Absolutely. I think the best way to approach the market is as an investor. Traders, you can trade the markets, no doubt, but most people are best served by buying the dips and holding for the long term, and that's pretty simple.
What are you telling your people to do right now? Just kind of hunker down and don't worry?
Yeah, dollar cost average if they're new. If they're on my trading service, we've been flat for some time, and I'm not looking to add any trades here. I'm going to wait to see if we get a bottom that's tradable. Look for good companies. The companies move on a different dynamic than the metals themselves, so there's, some opportunities out there. And just, take a longer-term perspective. Take a deep breath. And again, all markets go up and down, so look at it for what it is. It's an opportunity. The problem I have isn't me personally, but, writing a report service like I do, you have people that get over-enthused and, they throw, their whole wad at the market. And I had a couple calls recently from, new investors, and they said, geez, I really loved it, and I know all this stuff about, the markets, it was breaking out, and I'm in at $30.50. And I said, ouch, don't worry. You will find over time, it may take 6 months. I don't know. No one's got a perfect crystal ball. You will be okay. But you're probably going to feel it for a while. Just the way it is.
A while back, I was chastised by one of our listeners when I said, I just went in the market and bought some more gold. I bought it at $14, and this guy sent me an email laughing at me and saying, as soon as I heard that you did that, I shorted silver, and I covered my short at $11.50 or thereabouts, and I did it in size, so I'm very happy. Thank you very much for your ho-ho voice. Well, my comment on that was, you don't buy, I hate to repeat myself, but we don't buy metals because we're looking for short-term, mid-term profits or what have you. Dave, talk a little bit about your service, will you? We haven't talked about that for a long time. I've been getting it for quite some time now. It's very, very valuable in my opinion, but give listeners a rundown as to what your service is all about, would you?
Sure. The best way to, it's an internet-based service. That's step number one, and you've got to get on the internet, obviously, which the easiest way is silver-investor.com. And over in the right-hand column, I basically took the time to put together three different videos for the three different services. And the best way to, you know, see what you're going to get is to look inside and have a look, which you do with these videos. So just, you know, click on the right-hand menu, look at the basic service, click the link, and you'll hear my voice, and I'll be talking through, okay, you're in the site here, here's the feature on how to use the Morgan Report, here's where you can track the stocks with graphs. We have a charting program within the members-only section. There's all kinds of audios, all kinds of videos, all kinds of written material. If you started out fresh and became a member, I don't know how long it would take, but if you're a really avid reader, it'd probably take you 2 or 3 weeks of nonstop reading to get through it all. And I'm a real quality, not quantity guy because I really believe in that. You know, I'd rather tell you something really quickly if I could. But some of it takes a foundational argument, that kind of thing. Point being that I like to do a lot of video because they're quick, they're succinct, and people seem to enjoy them, you know. So we're doing more and more of that all the time. But that's the basic service. The upgraded service, number one, is where you look over my shoulder. And I show you by charts how I'm looking at the market and what I would anticipate. It's not a trading service per se because I can't give you trading advice, but I can tell you what I'm doing and how I'm looking at the market. And most people on that service seem to be extremely happy with it. But you have to know yourself. If you want to be in the market constantly, if you're, you know, a tradingaholic, this is not the service for you. I look at positions. I like to keep my core position, which I've kept basically from the get-go all the way up and haven't touched it. But I have trading that I do because I just like it and I'm pretty good at it with about 25% of my overall portfolio. And that can be through stocks, it could be through ETFs, it could be through futures and options, it could be through any methodology. See, and again, I've done pretty well in that arena as well. And finally, I've got.
Got about 15 seconds, David.
I got an elite service for consultation clients that goes on a monthly basis.
On a one-on-one, great. David Morgan, Silver Investor. Thanks, buddy. I'll be back with gonna be back shortly here. Stick around.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the political hour of our show with my friend Roger Wiegand, bringing him over from the last segment. You know, Roger and I did some interesting editorials last week, daily editorials last week on our feelings of the situation, the really tragic situation that occurred down in Tucson here recently. And we've received some what I think are very, very interesting comments from listeners, and we encourage all of you to give the comments, because you know what? We can learn. I can learn. I mean, Roger's the smartest guy in the world, so it isn't, he's not going to learn anything. But I can learn a lot from a lot of your comments. And I want to talk about a couple of them. A listener by the name of Dan says, "Hello, Al. I generally agree with your assessment of the Tucson Memorial event. And my goal here is certainly not to quarrel with you. But if I may amplify my earlier comments, I would ask your indulgence. Here's what I think is happening across our country. Conservatives, freedom-loving, Constitution-honoring Americans are watching their country being stolen from them by a cabal of Marxist and neo-fascist socialists. Sorry, not very civil-sounding, is it? This has been a long time in the making and is now being pushed through with everything they have. What happens is that people like myself see that our elected officials are not listening to us anymore, but are clearly more intent on pushing an agenda that government that takes away, robs our liberties and freedoms and gives more power and control of our money to the government. People becoming more and more frustrated, angry, and yes, desperate." Well, Dan happens to be a retired law enforcement officer, and I got nothing but respect for people like that. I think his views, quite frankly, are very, very accurate at the risk of sounding alarmist. Raj, what do you think, buddy?
No, I totally agree with him. He gave a very good summary of what's going on. You know, a lot of people out there, Al, are saying that all this bad stuff that's happening is deliberate. You know, I don't know whether it is or not, but I think that the foundation, the base of all this bad stuff is just greed. These bankers went out and sliced and diced these mortgage derivatives and made a pile of money, and then when everything imploded, and their banks were in trouble. They had no capital. They were basically insolvent. They went back to the well with the taxpayer money and got replenished.
Yep.
Now they're sitting there fat and happy with all the money, and everybody else is sitting out there, millions of them, I should say, lost their homes, they've lost their jobs, and they're in poverty. They're in big trouble.
Yeah. Well, You know, here's something that another listener by the name of Mark has to say, and I think it's really, really interesting. He says in response to Dan's comment, he says, I disagree with your belief that they are not listening to us. They are listening to their constituents who have placed them in power. The fact is that Americans have been brainwashed by the illegal public education system and the leftist news media. The majority of Americans are, number one, receiving one or more entitlements. Number two, getting protections from business or employment competition. Number three, have government employment or employed by government contractors. Well, you know, I got to tell you, Mark's comments are pretty darn accurate, Raj. You know, that's just taking a situation and making a bad situation worse.
No, I would agree with that. All the red tape and the bureaucracy that's been legislated into existence over the last, you know, so many years, it's been going on since Lyndon Johnson was in office. People are so tangled up in their underwear right now, they don't know how to run a business. They're not left alone so they can run a business. And just look at this episode with this tax business. You know, they went right to the wire at the end of the year before they extended the Bush tax cuts.
Right.
And how is a man or a woman supposed to run a business when they can't plan on what their costs and expenses are? That's an impossibility. You're self-employed, so am I. We understand that.
Yeah, totally understand it. You know, the theory that basically, these two gentlemen have put forward, I think really there's a lot of credence to it. The one question that I still have, because I like to give everybody a chance. I don't disagree with these guys, by the way. I want to go on record saying that. But, you know, I think there's a possibility that our president may realize the gravity of the situation, and that's maybe why he's looking to reach across the aisle, because, I mean, any idiot would know that cooperation is the only way that we're going to get out of this mess. Now, I know a lot of people would disagree with me, and they'll say, nah, he's only doing it for political reasons, et cetera, et cetera, and I'm not discounting that. But I have to say, don't you think there's a possibility that maybe this guy really is trying to make a difference and realizes the only way that he can make a difference if he pulls the country together? I don't know. What do you think?
No, I would say that's partially true. The president is not a stupid man. He's got an education. He's proven to be very politically savvy. He's made some good speeches in the past. We don't like the policies that he's got regarding trade and health care and the other stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's his agenda, and that's what he believes in.
Right.
So what we've got to do is the voters have got to step up, put people in office that are going to change the agenda. And
mm-hmm.
I think that they did that in this past midterm election. And I think that the election in 2012 is going to be a lot more important than the last one, Al, because that election is going to take place, I think, after some big messes in credit and in stocks in the economy, probably starting this fall of this year and going into next year.
Yeah.
I wrote in my newsletter this week, based on what I can see, why would anybody want to be president in 2012? Considering what they're going to be facing, it's going to be interesting to say the least.
Well, it's going to take a person. If we get somebody in there who has what you and I believe is the correct agenda, you know, and I think the correct agenda is we got to get back to the Constitution, we got to make freedom a priority, we have to have less government, et cetera, et cetera. You know, if somebody can get in and do that, you know, that person will go down as being one of the greatest presidents of all time. But, you know, there is such a polarity in the country right now, Raj, and I don't know if this is going to – I don't know if we're going to evolve in that direction without some really, really significant hardship. And notice I'm not using the word violence, but I'm thinking, you know, look what's been going on in the country of late. I mean, you know, you got a whole lot of very angry people out there right now.
Well, I think the social problems are a given. I think they're going to get worse. Nobody can measure exactly how bad they will be.
Yeah.
I fundamentally believe in the goodness of the American people, and I think that for the long pull, somebody's going to step up and have the nerve to do the right thing. But, you know, getting from here to there is going to be very interesting, to say the least.
Well, it's going to be very interesting, to say the least, because there are people out there who are very fed up right now. And, you know, more and more people get fed up. And the events that could occur, I mean, Roger, I remember some of the tragedies that occurred in the 60s, you know, with the Vietnam demonstrations, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, that was a serious situation, whether you were pro or con. It was a very serious situation. But right now, the situation is centering around the very survival of the United States, man.
Yep, that's true. That's the one that worries me most of all. You know, this country is founded on great principles and has proven itself to be resilient under some very, very trying times like this American Civil War and World Wars One and Two. But I think that the next thing we're going to go through is probably going to be the most demanding, most challenging event probably in the history of this country.
And well, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure.
On the other side of this, whatever happens, we still have a Constitution, a Bill of Rights, and liberty and freedom in this country.
You know, I don't see how anybody in their right mind could disagree with that comment. I mean, that's stuff that you and I talk about, Roger, every single day. I think the issue right now is that there was so much discouragement because of some of the things that happened during the Bush administration. And I'm not lambasting Bush. I'm not saying he's an evil person or anything like that. I'm just saying that there was a lot of disagreement with some of the stuff that went on during that eight-year period, not the least of which was, you know, the U.S. going into Iraq. And I think, quite frankly, the reason that our president got elected, you know, it was obviously a backlash against the prior administration. And, you know, it's a shame that it happened, but the fact of the matter is that it did happen. We need somebody now in there who can stand up and say, you know what, we're going back to the Constitution, no more government intervention in people's lives. Let's clean up. Let's bring capitalism back in its true form, not the predatory capitalism that existed for so long, but let's bring decent capitalism back in its true form. This is how we can do it. Are you with us or against us? My only fear is that, as one of the listeners commented, there are a whole bunch of people in the government who are totally dependent on entitlements, and you know what? Those folks are going to support socialism, and that scares me. Roger, thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you, Al.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.